From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. China on the defense. China's foreign ministry spokeswoman denied reports Friday of any Chinese involvement in selling oil to North Korea. Such actions would violate United Nations Security Council sanctions imposed last week. This comes a day after U.S. President Donald Trump said he was unhappy China had allowed oil to reach the isolated nation. President Trump said on Twitter that China had been, quote, caught red-handed. South Korea's foreign ministry said earlier Friday, the country had seized a Hong Kong flagship that transferred oil to a North Korean vessel in international waters despite the sanctions. Huge crowds of Liberians gather at the party headquarters to celebrate George Weah's presidential win. The former soccer star is set to be sworn in as Liberia's new president. Weah ran against Vice President Joseph Boakai and was very popular with young voters. In Zimbabwe's capital of Harare, some residents are calling on the mayor to step down because of chronic bad tap water. Some parts of the capital city have gone for weeks or months with dry taps, while others complain of muddy, colored, and smelly drinking water. Residents directed their anger at Mayor Bernard Mananyeni during a public meeting Friday. Linda Masarira is one of the residents.
From here, we're going to make an appointment with the local government minister. Since the mayor said his hands are tied, if we don't get any luck there, we go to the president's office. We'll go all the way until safe, clean water is coming out of our taps.
Some said they fear the situation will escalate unless Mananyeni steps down. The mayor has said he won't resign, but also would not seek re-election in 2018. This is VOA News.